Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Cody Dahl is our guest today, and he has been practicing health over 10 years. He owns the Canadian Journey of Health and is our upline for the wonderful cellular equipment we now promote, along with my late husband, his deep 21-day cellular cleanse. Welcome to our show, Cody.
Hello, Renee. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you more, sir. I want you to share with everybody your story. I was reading on your website for the first time ever, and I'm so sorry. I've had a second to look at your website, but you apparently 10 years ago healed yourself with real food. So tell the audience about that.
Well, sure. You know, I was had a great career, engineering in the oil fields. That took its toll on my health, and I thought, well, you know, somebody else trained in the health field and would have all the answers. And I began to visit health practitioners, doctors of various stripes, and didn't like the solutions that they had. And eventually came across a service called Live Blood Analysis. And that got my engineering brain going, because at last I could see something, really what was happening in my body. And the person that had been doing it for 25 years ahead of me took time to explain, you know, what all the details in these pictures meant. And I began to learn from him and eventually just bought his business and began to do it myself as my health increased. I saw that it worked. Nutrition works. It's I've just dived in and learned as much as possible from as many people as possible. When I bought his business, he had a health food store and the live blood analysis practice on the go. And I just jumped in. He was retiring and is retired, and I've been learning so much more on my own since then, with my engineering background kind of supplying the, electronics engineering being the case where you have to take a lot of measurements and deduce what is going on in a circuit. It's a little bit similar, because our body, we get at the surface are symptoms, and that can be confusing, because a lot of different things can be causing similar symptoms. And that's one of the reasons that medical, I found, is so lacking, is they're just playing, you know, symptom swapping games with...
We call them symptomologists.
And so instead of using nutrition to give the body what it needs, instead we get poison that changes your symptoms.
That's right. My husband actually uses in his book, The Battle for Health is Over pH, it's like a blinking oil light on our car. You know, they're taught by the drug companies who fund their schools and write their textbooks to snip the wire to the blinking oil light, whereas we figured out how to put oil in the engine, huh?
Well, you know, of course, I've come across a lot of people that have been, you know, using pH paper, testing their saliva, testing their urine, using all kinds of advanced calculations to essentially figure out what's going on in the body. Mm-hmm. And that is a good start. And I found that it's just not quite sufficient for all cases to actually figure out a good enough protocol to actually get results in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that leads me into the next direction, which is huge, that, you know, I've been very divinely convinced complementing my husband's foundational 21-day cleanse, which is the cellular, you know, far infrared equipment that I know you know all too well, because you're my upline.
Yeah. Well, I've been working with it actually for almost 20 years now. I certainly didn't go looking for it because I was back then really into the nutrition angle. And the resource that I'd recommend for anybody to get, you know, a good basic understanding of nutrition is Dr. Weston Price's classic, Nutrition and Human, I'll have to, just take me a moment.
That's
here
okay.
To recall
I'm familiar with him, yeah.
Yeah, so I was all into that, and then due to an injury that my mom had sustained, she was a competitive barrel racer in the pro rodeo, and anyways, she got busted up, and, you know, you'd think that that's something that the medical system's actually good at. You know, they're supposed to, you know, take you off of the, you know, off of the injury zone and start setting your bones and, you know, put the fluids back in and that sort of thing to get you back on your feet. And generally, for trauma care, they're okay. I'm sure they could do a lot better if they had learned some natural remedies and uses of natural substances, you know, in that process. But
well, my daughter just decided to go into the Metro Dade Fire Department because her godmother is a chief there or a captain or whatever, and this might be the avenue to introduce nutrition to the health, the fire departments and the EMTs.
Well, yeah, and they're actually, if I recall, I met a person, so Mr. Clinton's went onto a diet, and it's basically a fat-free diet, and it was that doctor that was promoting it, Epp, was it, or something like that? Anyways, his son is a fire department person, and yeah, he's written a book. It's basically, you know, an application of his father's ideas about fat-free. And, yeah, he's been getting some nutrition into the fire department via that route. So
Excellent. We just got to do a paradigm shift here. It's not always synthetics that's going to get us well.
Well, and also I don't agree with this fat-free dieting. That is, you know, demonizing cholesterol in the food and that sort of thing. You're only going to get so far. I mean, the best thing that's happening is that they're getting a lot of green, leafy green, dark leafy green materials into the body. And, of course, that's the very first remedy given to us in the Bible, right, in Genesis chapter 1.
That's right. That's right. And what we actually have people do, I was just telling somebody earlier about starting our cleanse, that, you know, even though our cleanse is, you know, raw juicing and raw foods the whole 21 days, the one thing, because he was basically asking, could he get off his vitamin D shots and iron shots and all that? I'm like, absolutely. You're getting all the nutrition you need from our creative. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. But the only thing you're lacking is the essential fatty acids your body needs. So I recommend always on our cleanse, especially for someone that's not, you know, doing it to lose weight, to get the Udo's oil or eat a lot of avocados, nuts, and seeds, something that's going to give them those good fats. And I know you agree.
I certainly do. I was very, earlier on in my health career, I met Udo Erasmus in person.
Awesome.
I promoted his events. I did a really big promotion for him.
Excellent.
In Calgary when he came, and you know, about half of the audience were my clients from my health food store.
Oh wow!
You know, his book is great. I really learned a lot from Udo, and boy, was I ever motivated to use his products in my healing programs. And unfortunately, I found out that it didn't work nearly as well as I was hoping for, and
really,
I since learned, and I don't think this is published in his original book, Fat That Heal, Fat That Kill, but there is a difference in the omega-3 that comes from plants and the omega-3 that comes from animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be some account for some of those differences, because a lot of people, you know, shopping at the health food store, they're gonna see omega-3 or omega-369 and think it's all balanced and equal and designed by Udo, that sort of thing. And the truth is that the plant oils are not as effective for our human body needs.
I totally agree. Totally. I am totally a hormone-free meat eater, chicken eater, egg eater, by no means a vegan, except when we have them flush in their cells for those 21 days. That's the only time we recommend allowing the juicer to do their organs job and just clean. And really, you know, that's when they can do the Udo's oil. But as far as a diet, I'm with you 100%. I've never seen a healthy vegan. I mean, we've had people come to us for consultations, vegans that are either they have gut issues or teeth issues or something that they're lacking. So I'm 1,000% on board with you when it's not just the plant fats that our body needs. It definitely needs animal fat as well.
And Renee, I'd like to concur with your observation. You know, I commend vegans as veganism as a kind of cleansing route. However, not very sustainable in the long term. And I've seen some long-term vegans, and you're right, they do have health issues as a result of that.
That's right. Or even our Savior, Yahushua, he even made one fish into many fish. So if he didn't want us eating fish, why'd he do that? I ask people.
That's right. And even in his resurrected body, he was roasting fish on the shore for our fishermen friends, yes?
Exactly, exactly. So I think he knows best, don't you?
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Anyway, so back to this equipment. It's really, I'm so excited about it. Now, especially, I told you already because I've talked to you, you know, you're my upline, so I talk to you kind of often, you and your wife, Tanya. And, you know, Gary and I purchased it, I guess, a couple years ago because you really told us to, and we trusted your opinion as a brother. And we never really learned about the therapeutic value. We just kind of trusted, you know, the input people were getting us, and we never took the time to watch, you know, the teachings to learn about it. And now Miriam and I have dissected this cellular equipment that everybody can afford to build a home treatment center, not only to reverse cellular malfunctions like dialysis, kidney failure, we have working with someone right now, but also for prevention. I mean, me and Miriam do it regularly just to prevent ourselves from getting a label from a drug company. So I know from your engineer perspective, Cody, I really want the audience to understand what this equipment is, what it's all about, why everyone in this world, especially listening to this show and just tell everybody you know, needs to be introduced to these very affordable home treatment devices that the powers that be have no jurisdiction of in our home. Only when they're in a clinic can they come and shut you down. But in your home, they have no jurisdiction as of now. And we encourage, I'm promoting it as much as I'm promoting my late husband's cellular cleanse. It's imperative.
Amen, sister. I'm using the equipment every day myself at home. And I've been, how should I put it, you know, starting off, I was not as diligent as I am now. I go through periods of time where, you know, I'm too busy and that sort of thing to maintain, you know, keep up health maintenance routine. And but I've seen the difference with my mom. So it was her that got me onto this track. She had spent 8 years in a wheelchair trying to recover from that injury that she sustained at the rodeo and had endured actually 10 major surgeries in those 8 years, each time, you know, to fix up some complication or whatever. But and some of them were to try and fix, you know, their bone grafts and all these kinds of things. In the end, the doctors had all given up on her. Here where I am, my mom had means to travel to Mayo Clinic and get better doctors working on her case. She didn't want to be in a wheelchair in pain the rest of her miserable life, you know. So it was pretty miserable at that point. Anyways, she's now, I mean, she's 70 years old and she's looking and functioning better than, you know, a lot of people 20 years younger now, because
awesome.
She has been using this equipment twice a day for the last 20 years.
Wow.
It's actually taking, you know, the time off of her clock, and she's even sustained another major trauma since then and fully recovered from that. And it's just amazing. And so she's been my inspiration to, you know, to really see what this equipment can do. And it's just that it's easy and pleasant and affordable. And that's a pretty good combination when it comes to maintaining and improving your health.
That's right. And just keeping wellness, exactly, keeping wellness. I mean, I do it just preventative, just to stay. I mean, the Qi machine's my best friend.
Yeah. And so the good old Qi machine invented by Dr. Inoue in Japan. And he was a Western-trained doctor practicing in a hospital. He had a ward of paraplegics and these types of patients, and he was manually manipulating their limbs to, you know, keep, you know, the keep them supple and keep them from stiffening up. But he had it in his mind, going back 50 years now, that he wanted to increase their blood oxygen somehow. His whole, you know, theory of health is that it's due to low oxygen that you begin to lack health in your body. And so he was trying to, and he was, before we had these oxygen meters, you know, he was doing blood draws and going to the lab and measuring blood oxygen and doing all these techniques, and he discovered this awesome motion for the body where it could actually receive more oxygen just by, moving the body in a specific pattern. And so all of his research zeroed in on how to optimize that pattern, and that's how he invented the Qi machine. So it's the optimum motion for our bodies to increase. Now, I'm here in Canada, so I'm allowed to say this, but our authorities here, similar to your authorities in America, you know, won't allow us to make claims unless they're authorized by that authority. And so up here we've got Health Canada that evaluated all this data and research from our company and authorized us as distributors to make health claims. And the claims for the Qi machine include increased blood oxygen, increased blood circulation, and increased lymphatic circulation. And that is a powerful combination. Of course, it actually does more than that, but these are the legal health claims that I can make for this equipment here in Canada.
Wow. That is really crazy. And here, how we get away with it, I understand what you're saying, and I'm so excited that you can say that, and I cannot, kind of, sort of. but the reason I say kind of, sort of, is because we make it very clear we're wellness ministers for the creator of the universe, you know, Yahuwah. And there ain't no one that compares to our creator, right?
That's right.
Now, and his body knows what to do, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. So all we teach people how to do is to kick in that self-healing doctor, and that's how we get away with it, by giving Father all the glory. Like this guy right now that's on dialysis for 3.5 years, drinking 2 ounces of water a day for 3.5 years, is getting ready to start our program, and we're going to kick in that doctor that he was created with by the creator of the universe, that of course drug companies don't believe in. They're taught, you know, evolution in medical school, and I'm sure you know that, and just in case the audience is not, their textbooks are written by the drug companies. So they're only taught to mask the symptoms on the body's innate ability. The body knows what to do. I mean, even the names of their drugs, Cody, I teach this in my presentation. My husband used to teach it. They tell us antibio, against life, decongestants, protease inhibitors, beta blockers. They're trying to do what our creator's design is, you know, has done, and they're trying to perfect perfection, and it can't happen.
Yeah, it's really a sad state of affairs. From what I understand, they're not even required to take that Hippocratic Oath anymore, which includes, you know, first of all, doing no harm. And it's because all of these, you know, medical methods have a significant and frightening amount of harm involved, and the first thing that they harm is your immune system or your body's innate ability to heal and look after itself, and that system has its own intelligence, and all of these poisons and contaminants in our environment and in our medicines are deranging the intelligence and inhibiting and outright eliminating the immune system of the body. They
it's all insane. Function the same It's insane. Way My friend just Googled dialysis, and literally, I didn't know this, but literally, they are literally 3 times a week for 4 hours, Cody, like taking a towel, a wet towel, and wringing it out. Is what they're doing with dialysis. They're the little bit of water they've been allowing him to drink, 2.5 ounces, they're wringing it out during dialysis. So tell me how satanic that is. I mean, here our body needs half our body weight in clean water, and they're going and taking, I mean, it's such an opposition. And just to share a testimony real fast, if you don't mind, with the audience, I witnessed firsthand me with a 20-some-year-old in the same situation about 10 years ago, maybe. And the nurse walks in, and my husband asked, as she's trying to ask this poor little 20-some-year-old boy questions, and he's curled up in the bed, like almost gone. And because they were dialysing him. And do you know, Gary couldn't even, he was asking him questions. And then the nurse walks in and Gary says, what stage is he in? And she says, end stage. So basically that means he's dying to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Gary, when she walks out of the room, looks at the mother and says, do you want your son to be alive? And he's just like, well, of course. Well, then everything they're telling you, do the opposite. If they're telling you to dehydrate, hydrate them. If they're whatever they're telling you, do the absolute opposite. And do you know, 2 days later, my friend sends me a picture of him standing at his door at home from a smile from ear to ear, perfectly healthy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is encouraging. I'm afraid that I don't have as good a story to share about dialysis. My last client that was on dialysis, he was complaining about how terrible it made him feel, and he was trying to get them to reduce the time and the frequency. And I was telling him, you know, you need to do the other thing. He's trying to do both things, but he died right at the hospital during his dialysis the very next time he went.
Wow. And that's really my fear with even this gentleman, because I'm really torn right now because I'm getting opinions from different people. But based on what I've witnessed, Cody, again, our creator, you can't perfect perfection. His body, you know, people, they need, your body needs water. Your body needs nutrition to heal. You don't want to go to them that's just going to use the synthetics to work against the body's self-healing doctor.
Yeah, that is the sad state of the medical industry. And, you know, they don't learn anything about nutrition, and they don't want to learn anything about nutrition because it's completely ruled by the pharmaceutical agenda. And so you're only going to find those remedies there. And a lot of MDs have actually given up their license in order to practice natural health. I'll just say Gabriel Cousins is one of them. He has a service similar to mine down in Arizona, Patagonia, Arizona, Tree of Life Center, I think he calls it. And he might make a good guest on your show as well, but he'll concur with our observations here, Renee. And that being said, I don't want to give too much glory to the adversary, because I'm so thankful for natural health solutions that can pull your health out of a rut, and even when it's supposedly terminal from the medical perspective. And that being said, we need more practitioners of these natural health principles to, you know, have more experience and capability to, you know, assist people that have, you know, actually gotten their health into that poor, low state. So I appreciate what you're doing there, Renee, and may Abba Father bless you abundantly as we proceed in this helping ministry.
That's right. And this equipment, Cody, I mean, I have to thank you because you're the one that really kicked me in the hiney to get started on this and to really start promoting it, you and your wife, Tanya. And I'm just so excited on the results that people are getting, of course, giving our Creator all the glory. And I want to, and I know without question that this is, you know, complements, again, my late husband's, you know, deep cellular cleansing of the cells, you know, the fluids the first week, the organs the second week, it gets to a cellular level. The third week was his method of madness, per se, but the guy was brilliant. I mean, ALS goes away just in 11 days. We had a guy that was on an oxygen tank that, you know, got off his oxygen tank in 11 days, you know, with ALS. But anyway, my point is the body's intelligent, and that's the message we have to get out there. Whether the drug companies try to stop us or not, they're not as powerful as the I Am, the Creator of the universe. Hallelujah. And that's who we work for, you also. And we just have to keep moving forward. And this equipment is just amazing. And I just want to spend the next half hour, if you don't mind, talking more about Dr. Inanna's invention. I mean, this Qi machine, by what I understand, he studied goldfish or fish to even figure out the whole technique, correct?
Well, he actually had a dream. Okay. When he discovered the technique to raise the blood oxygen, you know, he didn't understand why. And then he had a dream or a vision, something like this, that where the goldfish was undulating there in the water, as these fish do. And he realized that even though the fish was motionless, it was the movement was respirating that fish's body.
Wow.
So, he felt that this motion that he had discovered, which is very similar to that goldfish motion, was also respirating the body. And it does. Mm. You can prove that easily enough, as our company did with Health Canada here. And yet, the explanation of exactly why is still, you know, up for debate. There's been a lot of, discussion and various modes of how this can be. And as for myself, I've sorted it out in my own mind. Our company doesn't explain how its equipment works. It's just a simple device. It's safe. It's safer than walking. A lot of people think I can just go for a walk and get more oxygen, and you can. However, there's risks. Even with walking, you can fall, you can be attacked, a slip, all kinds of things go wrong, even with just the safest exercise possible, which is walking. And that's why this equipment has rehabilitated people that even couldn't walk, such as my mom. I mean, she was in this wheelchair with all this pain, and she could just barely get onto the Qi machine for even 30 seconds at the start. And she persisted, and she would, you know, have her hand on the remote, and as soon as the pain got to be kind of like overwhelming, she would stop the exercise or the motion. You're not straining any muscle or joint. That's a key thing when you're doing this Qi machine exercise, is it does the work. And you lie down, put your feet on it, and relax. The more relaxed you can get, the better it works. And it moves your legs gently side to side. And when you get off, even as the machine stops, rather, you start feeling an incredible wellness feeling. There's this surge of energy that just goes through your body, right from head to toe in some cases. And then there's various levels of that. If a person is really, really blocked up at the cellular level, they don't get that sensation at the start. And I've had clients like that where, you know, it took them some days, weeks, or even months to have that energy sensation feeling in their body when the Qi machine stops. Nevertheless, people always get up after the Qi machine and notice that there is some significant results. And, of course, the worse off a person is, the more incredible results that we notice right away.
Yeah. Yeah, and even more so, I want to add a couple of things because, like I said, I've been kind of obsessed with this equipment since I really opened my eyes and started learning about it. You know, not only the oxygen, the circulation, the increase in lymphatic, but stress. I mean, I do it before I even brush my teeth in the morning. I get in there as soon as I get out of bed and I turn those things on, you know, and let them heat up for a few minutes and then get underneath them. And I mean, stress, it's the best thing for sleep. Even if I wake up in the middle of the night, people, I get back to sleep. I even hear my friend Miriam snoring underneath it sometimes. She falls asleep under the hothouses. And exercise. Yes. I mean, you can tell the audience, I can tell them that, you know, what is it, 15 minutes is like a brisk hour and a half walk? It's similar to?
Yes, in terms of the oxygen benefits to the body, and yet there's none of the risks or dangers of walking. And when people say walk too much, they might feel stiff the next day, you know, oh, I use some muscles that I don't use enough or something like this. Well, that is the lactic acid buildup in those muscles.
Yep.
That
right.
Take, depending on your, you know, your circulation and your kidneys and your liver and so on, how soon can your body remove that lactic acid from your system? Well, for some people, it takes days, and they're stiff and sore and tired for days if they attempt any amount of exercise. And this therapy, it completely gets around all of those issues and problems. And so in my mom's case, she kept going, persisting, and pretty soon she was up after, 2 weeks, I think she was up to only 3 or 5 minutes of usage on the Qi machine each session. And that was enough, how should I put it, progress. It didn't seem like much at the time, but I mean, she went from 30 seconds to 5 minutes. That's progress in 2 weeks. Well, after that, that was when I had to make my decision, because our company has a 2-week money back guarantee. If you don't like this equipment for any reason, they will refund all of your money, less the initial shipping charge. So you just have to get it back to the company's warehouse, you know, in good condition, and they issue a refund. I've only had one client who had lots of other issues ever refund their Qi machine. Everyone else has kept them and, you know, bought more for their friends and family. So,
yeah, I've never heard any complaints either. And I just want to make it clear to the audience my perspective as the host of the show. I'm an ex-personal trainer, American Council on Exercise. Nothing to me compares to exercise. We're not telling people not to go out and take a walk. We're not telling people to go and work their muscles at the gym to, you know, get their bones stronger as they get older. We're just telling them that this equipment does equivalent. So in a case like his mother that is you know, not immobile, as well as someone that doesn't have time, which is 99.9% of the people out there, to take the time to go to the gym and exercise. So this is your alternative, people, the Qi machine. It's amazing.
Another way to understand it is this motion. I call it vitamin M. I believe that our bodies were meant to have a lot more motion than what they currently get in our modern lifestyle.
That's right.
And so it's just a way of having the body in a constant flux kind of a condition with increased oxygenation, increased circulation of the blood and of the lymph. That's what allows all the processes of the body to get caught up and remove all the toxins, such as lactic acid and many other byproducts that are stuck in the cells and in other spots in the body. And just getting it all moving is huge, you know, improving or maintaining your health.
That's right. Well, I'm totally, like I said, it's my best friend, and I don't see why everybody does not have one in their home. I mean, it's so affordable, like on average $450, and it's the best money you'll spend on anything because it's so multifaceted. And I want to continue on with the other wonderful equipment HTE sells, the hothouses. Why don't we talk about those wonderful hothouses that I adore as well?
Okay, well, guess what? That is also technology from Japan. I believe it was Dr. Inoue that saw the synergy or the what they bring together. And so I've always recommended to my clients that, you know, you're looking at this Qi machine, and that's definitely the most bang for the buck. But especially up here in Canada, where it's cold a lot of the time, we need some to get better results and to make it more pleasant, I recommend this Hot House, which the company's had to rename. One of our distributors had published a 65-hour cancer cure protocol, and as a result, all of us distributors and our company were punished, and we had to remove all references to that protocol from our website. And so in order to keep these shipments coming in, we've had to comply with our authorities and, of course, not make any claims like that anymore. Otherwise, we're all going to suffer again, I'm sure, some way, somehow. But, yeah, our company's come through a lot of things like this over the last 30 years. What I've noticed is that all of the equipment, it helps people, never harms people.
That's right.
Anyways, getting back to the what's now called the ceramic heater.
The far infrared ceramic emitters, yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, that combo of the ceramic heater, hot house, infrared devices, which, by the way, are extremely low EMF. There's other infrared devices on the market, such as infrared saunas. They've essentially taken some of the research done by our company and, you know, taken that buzzword of infrared and tried to use some other technology to implement, you know, and increase your exposure to infrared, because that is this, well, it's very imprecise. The infrared is this wide region of energy on the electromagnetic spectrum that our body senses just as heat. And there's a wide variation in frequencies and wavelengths that we perceive as heat. It's all in this infrared region of the spectrum. And there's a specific type of infrared that, of course, our company is found to be the most beneficial. And this is going all the way back to Dr. Inoue's research, and this technology is still in use in Japan today for their best cancer clinics. They have far different modalities. They do use nutrition over there. They're actually still in the pioneer leader research papers. In terms of things that are published, it's coming from Japan, where they're actually using nutrition in the healing process over there in their medical system.
Excellent, excellent. Let me just throw something in here. New Jersey, I think it was, once we stopped them from taking the vaccine mandates away or whatever, stopping the bill, they tried to, you know, take the exemption in New Jersey away. But they did introduce a bill that requires even to talk about nutrition, you must be licensed by a state whatever. Nothing about nutrition.
up here, you know, if you wanted to talk about nutrition and you're in the doctor's office, well, they don't know anything, but they can refer you to a nutritionist. And
Exact
same setup on the nutrition side here, where you have to have a license to talk about nutrition. And of course, they just toe the party line, otherwise they're going to lose the license. And so it's whatever, you know, the powers that be, you know, in industry and so on, that say, you know, this is what you need to have nutrition in your life. Well, that's what they have to tell you. There's no room for their opinion on this. This is, you know, pretty much the course that they get taught, and that's what they have to repeat to their clients. And so it's about calories and, you know, all these other things that aren't really, nutrients.
It's so in opposition of our creator, so oppositional. And and this is why, you know, I let everybody know that, you know, we're no doctor. There's one doctor, a master physician. Our certification came from the UHS, the University of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the creator. And, you know, you can't perfect perfection. And this is why they won't go there, because they don't acknowledge him. They're taught evolution in medical school. You know, like you said, nutrition is an elective class. They have a choice to take it or not take it. And even if they do take it, these medical doctors, it's just, what's a protein? What's a carbohydrate? What's a fat? They don't think it has anything to do with health.
Well, not only that, but they measure the calories. You know, they'll put some substance into a crucible and then burn it, and they'll measure the amount of energy that comes off of the substance that they've burnt, and that's how you measure a calorie. And that's essentially the mentality of the nutritional science from the medical perspective. It's, you know, they don't care where these calories come from or if there's any nutrients with them at all.
That's right. So other than like a trauma situation, audience, we don't believe in medical doctors and drug companies. I mean, when it comes to trauma, if you're in a car accident and you have your arm cut off, obviously nutrition's not going to help you grow your arm back, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? When it's a trauma situation, that's the only time we feel that's of our creator. But even then, in my daughter's case, my four-year-old baby I lost 20 years ago, they made every mistake possible and ended up taking her life. So you're still risking your life. So we recommend coming to one of us afterwards to get all the synthetic stuff they use to even save your life out of you. Because it's still synthetic. It's still against that self-healing doctor.
I'm gonna back up. I think that nutrition actually could regrow certain limbs.
Okay, maybe that was the wrong. Maybe that was the wrong analogy. But let's say you have your face all cut up with scratches and scars from a car accident. The glass blows in your face.
Anyways, that is we're going into super advanced, you know, nutritional areas, and I don't.
Right,
think that
but I'm just saying. I'm sure our creator has a trauma arm. I don't have it yet, but I'm sure eventually he's going to bring that to us. His trauma arm as well. Hallelujah.
Well, we need people that have the experience of stopping the bleeding and doing the right things in a trauma circumstance. That's certainly the case, and right now that's our medical system. You know, we've got, you know, paramedics and these sort of things that to help people in a trauma situation. And I know those people really want love people. They really want to help you survive and get to that hospital. Unfortunately, is what happens at the hospital that I start taking more and more issues. They're okay at the trauma care. It's all this chronic disease that they're really making worse with this pharmaceutical paradigm that they're essentially forced to operate in.
Right. They don't have the tools in their toolbox we teach.
It's like
giving a gorilla a hammer and telling them to fix your computer.
Unfortunately, a lot of medical bungling has, you know, could definitely fit into that category, that's for sure.
Yep. Okay, so we have another 15 minutes. I want to cover the other equipment this wonderful company has developed, Dr. Inouye. I'm very, very honoring and respectful to that man because he was brilliant, and the equipment is amazing. So back to the far infrared ceramic emitters. They are going to a cellular level because I know you don't get really sweaty like you do in a regular far infrared sauna, but it penetrates deeper, correct? Explain to the audience about that.
Okay, well, again, it's not that I've had specific training where all of this technology was explained to me. These are things that I have researched and discovered on my own. It's because I've been blessed with an engineering sort of a brain, and I have to know why things work, at least something that satisfies my intelligence. I have to be satisfied. And,
excellent.
You know, I went by faith and I saw what happened there with my mom, but I'll tell you what, my brain did a lot of work overtime to figure out what's going on. And so, to just give you the thumbnail of what I've got here so far is that this specific wavelength of infrared, 900 nanometers, plus or minus 10%, thereabouts is this energy sweet spot for the cells of the body to receive this nutrient. You know, when we go into nature, we feel good. We go out into the sun, we feel good. We go out into the field or to the forest and we feel good. And it's because of all the nutrition that our body gets in nature. And so we live in such an insulated and artificial modern lifestyle where we're not getting nearly enough nature, and this technology brings a therapeutic amount of this nutrition, basically from discovered it's in nature, these nutrients. And now the Japanese are very clever at, converting, some form of energy into another form of energy. And that's what these equipments are doing. They're taking all the harsh, synthetic electricity in your wall socket there and putting it into a safe format that actually nourishes our body. And again, it gets back to this time factor. If we could just, live in a cave or a tree and in the garden or in nature, we'd all be so healthy, maybe, unless we develop some bad habits and whatever, weren't getting enough nutrients. But in our modern complicated lifestyles, we pretty much are confined to our vehicles and our offices and our homes much of the time. And we're just not getting enough of these nutrients out of our natural environment. Anyways, the domes bring a therapeutic dose of these, safe nutrients, which we'd ordinarily be getting from our sun in nature. And now people are worried that the ultraviolet is causing the skin cancer and that sort of thing. I don't believe that, but there is, of course, a correlation between sun exposure and skin cancer, and we can't ignore that. I personally believe it's due to the toxic buildup of all the chemicals in our environment.
I was getting ready to say that. That's exactly what Gary taught. It's the chemicals you put on the skin when you get in the sun because your pores are open. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to put my bathing suit on. I don't want to throw it in your face here because I know how cold it is in Canada, but I'm getting ready to put my bathing suit on and go get some sunshine at the ocean. So with no sun protector, mind you, and in moderation, what I do is I do one side 30 minutes, the other side 30 minutes and get out of there unless I have an umbrella or something. It's the overage of the sun that can damage with sunburns or whatever. But, skin cancer and all that, Gary's always taught us the chemicals in the suntan lotion you're using. It's not the sun that's causing you cancer. Father wouldn't create something that causes us cancer.
The ultraviolet energy spectrum, which is above the visible light spectrum on our, energy spectrum, electromagnetic spectrum. So there's on the other side of visible is this region called ultraviolet. And that's the one that has, that's being found to be in this cause, of activating whatever toxins in our skin to cause, some other adverse diagnosis. Anyways, we're not going to go there. On the other
side. Yeah, let's go into the next equipment. So many wonderful devices they have. We only have a few more minutes. We have to do another show.
Well, I'm not even done here with these ceramic heater infrared domes because that nutrient, like I was saying, on the other side of the visible light spectrum, that 920 nanometers, plus or minus 10%, is that energy sweet spot that activates the cellular apparatus that do the cleansing and detoxifying. It's been more effective than these hothouse saunas, these infrared saunas, way more effective. And I believe it's due to the low EMF exposure. All of these other infrared devices that are available on the health equipment market do not have that low EMF feature. It can't be. It's a unique patented design. I'm so glad that our company has licensed it and has brought it to the world for over 30 years now in a safe way. And so there's never been any health issues. People have used these domes up to 24 hours a day, days in a row, and there's no adverse reaction to them. It's this pleasant, comfortable feeling. At the cellular level, going back to what Health Canada allows me to claim as a distributor of this equipment is that it improves what's called peripheral circulation. So there's the capillaries are the last small arteries of the body, and many times they're all cludged up and junked up with excess, bad cholesterol buildup and so on. that don't allow enough circulation to the parts of the bodies. It's like a chronic pattern, you know. Anyways, I've observed this, like the elasticity of the skin and that sort of thing, changing as we age. Well, a lot of that has to do, again, with that low circulation factor out to the peripheral parts of our body, such as the skin.
And that's so huge.
This is a way of balancing off. We've got stress in our life, and especially the combination of this hot house and qi machine is just proven to work so much better in harmony together. Of course, you can only do so many minutes of the qi machine at a time. But this other part, these infrared domes, are huge. You can use them all the time if as needed. But they're
65 hours.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, there's been a lot of miracles recorded using these equipments. And even with this dome without the qi machine, some people, you know, are for whatever reasons, not even able or wanting to use the qi machine, but they've gotten significant, humongous benefit from these domes. And I believe that it's got to do with this. I mean, it's affecting our whole body, not just parts and pieces, but maybe you have to describe the parts and pieces before you start seeing the whole effect. So one of the effects is that it increases that peripheral blood circulation. And that, you know, a lot of people notice that, you know, they get a flush going with just a few minutes. It's like you're young again, and you're just, you know, blushing at some idea. You know, maybe, you know, somebody might give you a kiss or something, and you start to blush. Well, I see that the same rosy cheeks, even on old people that sit, right. Even that sit with this dome right behind them on their lower back. They're sitting, say, on the couch, and the dome sitting on the couch. They sit right in front of it. And within just a couple of minutes, you'll notice there's a flush going on their cheeks. Well, their cheeks aren't even being exposed. It's their backside that's being exposed. And I believe that the blood is picking up these photons of infrared light and carrying it throughout the body. That's certainly what it feels like. It's not like local heating. You sit in front of this thing, it's your whole body starts to feel warm very quickly. You can feel it a little bit at the local, but you know, pretty soon your hands and your face and your feet, everything just is glowing and radiating this extra beneficial energy that you're picking up.
That's right. And the company offers, because we have closing minutes here, so I'm just going to say some final things and let you say a final thing, and we will continue this show because we have many other devices from Dr. Inoue that he's created that we have to discuss with the audience. But the company offers the Soki bed, which is a 3-foot massage table with an MP3 player. Three hot houses have hinges on them, just open right up instead of having to get on the floor like I'm getting ready to tell you that we do in the RV, in the Wellness on Wheels. But anyway, three hot houses and the qi machine on the end of the table. So it is their most pricey device, but it's well worth it. My friend Jan bought one, and it looks amazing with a little skirt and everything around it, so you don't have to get on the floor like we do. Miriam and I have three hot houses on a yoga mat, and then we have the qi machine at the end because we can't, you know, it's just another thing to secure when we travel to have a massage table. So. So we make it work with just the yoga mat, but we absolutely, I'll do a half hour with the qi machine in the morning, and then I'll flip over because the hot houses you can do up to an hour. So what I do after the qi machine stop and I feel that euphoria that it gives you after you do 30 minutes, then I just turn over on my belly and get my kidneys and the rest of my back area for the next 30 minutes in the hot house.
And you'll notice, Renee, how relaxed and excellent that it makes you feel. I believe that it's like the antidote for all of the stress and toxins that we are exposed to in our modern lifestyle. If you have any desire to, you know, maybe not so much live longer, but live better, you know, then you should be doing this exercise, this therapy, in order to ensure that you're going to have a healthy, pain-free body. And that's how we do it. It's just what you just described. So
that's right. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, let's get you on a guest and maybe even your wife in a couple of weeks. I think I have a guest scheduled next week, but the week after is open if she's available or you guys both can do it or whatever. But let's continue talking about this unbelievable, affordable cellular equipment that we are now 1,000% endorsing with my husband's foundational cleanse. Any closing words, Cody?
Well, oh my goodness. Yes, and thank you so much for giving me some time to say this. My mom, she got off all her pain meds within 6 weeks. Wow. She was very quickly onto crutches and then canes. Wow. Within a year, she didn't need her cane any either of her canes anymore.
Hallelujah.
Walking and talking, like I say, now she's looking better at age 70 than most people that are in their 50s. So
that's the power of the therapy.
I just want to... I realize I didn't get the chance to say all of my story there, my testimony, yeah.
Yes, and like I said, we'll continue the next couple of weeks. We'll talk and get you on the calendar again. Thank you so much, Cody, for your wisdom, and we'll get on and explain everything else the company offers because, like I said, it's unbelievable. Everybody should have this affordable home treatment center cellular devices where they can, not only reverse any type of disease label the drug companies or the medical doctors might give you, but also to prevent getting a label from a medical doctor. So thank you again, Cody. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of vacinfo.org website, on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call our voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.